Back here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, we are about set to go with the first of three big block modified heat races for the BRP Modified Tour. 22 cars in all here on a Friday evening. All the cars will transfer to tonight's three-lap feature event, and the top four will go to the draw. Heading into tonight's competition, Rex King Sr. is the points leader by 7 points over Kevin Boland. Dave Murdoch is third at 24 points behind. And then a three-way tie for fourth between Brian Weaver, Jeremiah Schingeldecker, and Rex King Jr. However, Brian Weaver not with us tonight. Understanding flooding there in Binghamton has taken its toll, and we wish them all the best. And so our fourth man in the points tonight, Brian Weaver, not with us here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. This is the fifth race at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway for the BRP Modified Tour. Back in May 28th, Kevin Boland won for the second time. And in the heat race, Jeremiah Schingeldecker set a modified track record with a lap of 19.377 seconds around this big half mile. Boland, with two wins, leads the way. Del Ruggi, Jeremiah Schingeldecker, and Brian Swartzlander have one win each here at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Shannon Wheely and Skip Moore will make up row number one. Don Brown and Brad Rapp, row number two. Carl Murdoch and Kevin Boland, row number three. And Chad Brockman and Chad Homan making up row number four. Looking back on the season so far, Brian Swartzlander won the season opener on May 20th at Lernerville. Boland won here, as we mentioned, on May the 28th. Then on May 29th at Tri-City, the feature was actually completed on July the 3rd. Kevin Boland won his second race. Then on June 25th at Mercer, you heard that one. It was a very exciting race. Kevin Boland was the winner there. Brian Weaver, the winner at Expo on June the 30th. Jeremiah Schingeldecker winning on July the 3rd at Tri-City. And Rex King Jr., your latest winner at Mercer Raceway Park back on August the 13th. Coming up to Shannon Wheely to kick the wheel. They come off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. And Willie will show the way. He gets a good jump, breaks away from Skip Moore as they hustle off of turn number two and down the back stretch for the first time. Here comes Kevin Boland. Started in the fifth spot. He's already moved up into second place as they work their way down through turns three and four in this big, wide, sweeping corners here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Willie is the leader on lap number one, but here comes Kevin Boland as Boland works the high side of the racetrack. Skip Moore has his hands full with Brad Rapp. It's a three-car battle with Chad Homan right there behind, running in second. Again, four go to the draw. So that fourth position right now, as Holman dives down to the low side to try to get under Brad Rapp, is the important one. As they come off of turn number four, as we start lap number two, Kevin Boland is now the race leader. He goes to the high side. Willie not wanting to give up that lead just yet, working in that low groove. And now we have a four-car battle for second. And on the high side, down the backstretch and into that number three corner, Brad Rapp's going to take the number three spot. But wait a second. They're going to go four wide off of turn number four, three wide as they come off of four. Here comes Chad Brockman working his way down to the low side, gets underneath Chad Homan. The battle of New Yorkers right there as Brad Rapp still continues to hold on to that third spot on the high side of the racetrack. Meanwhile, back up front, as we come up on lap number four, it's still Kevin Boland showing the way. Shannon Wheely sits there in second. Brockman now with a big power move off of turn number four. He has moved into third, working that low groove through turns three and four. Brad Rapp likes the high side. He has maintained his pace up there, and that keeps him in the number four spot. Chad Homan in fifth. Skip Moore in sixth. Don Brown and Carl Murdoch in seventh and eighth. Halfway this time by, five down, five to go for your race leader, Kevin Boland. A distant second is Shannon Wheely, and he's about to have company from Chad Brockman. As Brockman works the high side, Wheely has committed to running the low side of the racetrack. As they come off of turn number four, the momentum on the high side, and Brockman just blows by him going down to that number one corner. Brockman now on the high side off of turn number two. Continues to pull away from Shannon Wheely, who's sitting right now in third. Brad Rapp has a comfortable space between him and Chad Homan. That is for that fourth and final all-important draw spot. And the white flag is out. So we're going 8 laps the distance here as our race leader, Kevin Bowen, flashes by the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway sign on the back stretch and brings it off of turn number 3 and 4. And in for the win, it's going to be Kevin Bowen taking the win. Second goes to Chad Brockman. Third, Shannon Whaley, and Brad Rapp holds off Chad Holman at the line for that fourth and final draw position here in heat race number one. Heat race number two will line up like this. It'll be Steve Fetter and Rex King Cooter Jr. making up row number one. Mark Flick and Tommy Maddox will make up row number two. Dave Murdick and Rex King Sr., your points leader, make up row number three. And Mark Frankhauser and Mike Turner will round out the field. So the second of three heat races here. Lights are just now beginning to come on here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Had not been here before. They said this place was big and it was fast, and that is true. It is a very wide track. We have multiple grooves of racing. A very packed pits here this evening as part of the Pittsburgher weekend, as they slowly work their way down the backstretch. Steve Fetter and Cooter King making up row one. It'll be up to those guys to bring the field down to the start-finish line. 8 laps the distance for our heat races here this evening. To learn more about the Modified Tour, log on to the website at ModifiedTourInc.com. That's ModifiedTourInc.com. Off of turn number 4, the green flag is out. And Rex King Jr., Cooter, gets the jump off to the high side through turns 1 and 2. They'll fan out 4 wide off of turn number 2, and down the backstretch they go. King Jr. now has the high side to himself, but here comes his father, Rex King Sr., blows down to the low side. He's going to try to slide up right in front of his son. He will do that, and Rex King will come from 5th to 1st in 1 lap as he shows his young son how to get around the big half mile here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Steve Fetter sitting right there in second, third at the moment. Tommy Maddox is in fourth as we have a good battle going on for fifth at the present time as they come off of turn number 4, put lap number 2 in the record books. King Sr. stretching his lead out. Dave Murdick now in a battle with Tommy Maddox. He'll get around him working on that low side off of turns 1 and 2. Mark Flick has fallen back to about 7th, as now it's a good battle off of turn number 2 for 2nd, and that's between Rex King Jr. and Steve Fetter, our pole sitter here in heat race number 2, as we'll come up on the halfway mark next time by. Rex King Sr. has about checked out on the field, almost a straightaway lead, back to his son, who sits in 2nd at the moment, working that high groove through turns 3 and 4, as Fetter works the low groove off of turn number 4, and here comes Dave Murdick. Murdick started 5th, works to the low side through turns 1 and 2, could not get the wheel underneath Fetter that time by, but he is in that 4th and final position for the draw. So we come off of turn number 4, 5 laps in the books now for Rex King Sr., who continues to stretch his lead out. Good battle going on for third at the moment. Steve Fetter holding off Dave Murdick as the cars now stringing themselves out here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. To the go sign for Rex King, who took the lead on the opening lap. And, I mean, he rocketed and diamonded off the corner and got the lead from his son as they came down to complete lap number 1 of this 8-lap heat race. It's still a straightaway back to Cooter King as the white flag will come out for his father as he flashes by the start-finish line. And just now, almost several seconds later, Cooter King flashes under the start-finish line. He's in 2nd. Steve Fetter is in 3rd. Dave Murdick in 4th. And Tommy Maddox in 5th. Off of turn number 4 in for the win here in heat race number 2. Rex King Sr., his son Cooter King will come home 2nd. Steve Fetter is 3rd. Dave Murdick is 4th. Tommy Maddox is 5th. Mark Flick 6th. Mike Turner 7th. And Mark Frankhauser rounding out the field. So again, the top 4 will make it into tonight's draw. Heat race number 3 will roll off onto the track like this. Randy Chrysler, one of the 4 New York Invaders, with us this evening. And Jeremiah Schengeldecker, the newly crowned Lernerville Speedway track champion, making up row number 1. Dave Regis and Eric Gabaney making up row number 2. Gabaney finishing 3rd in the Mercer Raceway Park 358 modified points this year. Kevin Hoffman and Sean Flieger make up row number 3. And Chris Haynes, the cousin of Jeremiah Schengeldecker, will make up row number 4. So Lernerville points are over for the 2011 season. And it was a close one. 391 to 388 Schengeldecker over Dave Murdoch. Kevin Boland was 3rd. Brian Swartzlander 4th. And Mike Turner was 5th. Jimmy Holden picking up the Mercer Raceway Park Championship over Frank Guidas by 29 markers. The season finale for them was rained out. And so congratulations to Jimmy Holden for picking up the 358 Modified Track Championship at the Mercer Raceway Park. We look forward to getting back there and other tracks, including Pittsburgh, in 2012 with the BRP Modified Tour. So Randy Chrysler and Jeremiah Schengeldecker bring the field over into turn number 3. Be up to Chrysler to kick the wheels. They come off of turn number 4, and the green flag is out. Chrysler with the jump down to that number 1 corner. He'll hug that low groove through turns 1 and 2. Schengeldecker in the middle. And Eric Gabaney works the high groove off of turn number 2. Single file down the backstretch. They go into that number 3 corner. Gabaney still working in that high groove through turns 1 and 2 as Randy Chrysler will lead lap number 1. He has a lot of momentum. Pulls up on the back of Jeremiah Schengeldecker. Kevin Hoppen right there. Chrysler, Schengeldecker, and Hoppen all working that low groove, but Gabaney likes the high side, and he is motoring down the backstretch. Two-car length advantage for that second position right now, as Schengeldecker has really got that power plant wound up. Now he slides up to the high side coming off of turn number 4. They continue to chase Randy Chrysler. Chris Haynes is in 5th. Dave reaches 6th. And Sean Flieger rounding out the field. 8 laps, 4 go to the draw. Everybody qualifies for tonight's 30-lap feature event. Off of turn number 4, lap number 3 will go in the books as Chrysler continues to open up the lead over Jeremiah Schengeldecker. Gabaney still working in that high groove through turns 1 and 2. That cushion's going to be up there quite a bit higher later on this evening with the super late models, and there is a large contingency of them here this evening as part of the Pittsburgher weekend. He continues to light that high groove. He might have found something for later on, testing it out right now. As again, the top 4, single file here at the halfway mark, 4 down, 4 to go. Randy Chrysler is your race leader. Jeremiah Schengeldecker, a distant 2nd. Eric Gabaney, 3rd. And in 4th at the moment is Kevin Hoppen. Hoppen now is also looking to the high side. So obviously, drivers searching around, seeing what is there now. As they know that everybody is locked into the show and see what they can do later on this evening with the draw. It'll be 2 to go this time by 2 to go for Randy Chrysler as he points it off of turn number 4 and gets the 2 lap to go sign, and he is just about a straightaway ahead of Jeremiah Schengeldecker in his familiar black and white machine. Gabaney with that fluorescent orange 3E, the white and the blue trim machine. And Kevin Hoffman with those bright orange 17H on the side. Makes it easy to see here high above the track at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway as the white flag is out for Randy Chrysler. Barring a mechanical failure, Chrysler is cruising to this heat race win by a good straightaway over Jeremiah Schengeldecker. As Chrysler will flash under the start-finish line, gets the checkered flag, and is the winner of heat race number 3. Schengeldecker will come home in 2nd. Eric Gabaney, 3rd. Kevin Hoffman is 4th. 5th will go to Jeremiah's cousin, Chris Haynes. And rounding out the field will be the Dave Regis machine. And Sean Flieger rounds out the field. So there you have it. 3 heat races in the books for you here from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. We'll take a break and be back with more from the track right after this.
With 30 years experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
Back here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, we're set to go with our 30-lap BRP Modified Tour feature event. Here's how they will line up. Drawing the pole for tonight's feature event, 30 laps the distance, the points leader, Rex King Sr. out of Bristolville, Ohio, winner of heat race number two. Alongside of him, finishing third in the 358 Modified points at the Mercer Raceway Park. At Mercer, it's Eric Gabaney. Row number two on the inside, it's Steve Fetter out of Butler. And alongside of him, the all-time winningest feature driver in the BRP Modified Tour history, it's Kevin Boland. He is currently 7 points behind Rex King Sr. in the BRP Modified Points Championship. Rolling off on the inside of row number three out of Franklin, Pennsylvania, it's Kevin Hoffman. Alongside of him, from Shippenville, it's Brad Rapp. Row number four from Sanborn, New York, Chad Brockman. Alongside of him, third in the point standings, from Slippery Rock, Dave Murdick. Row number four, the newly crowned Lernerville Speedway track champion out of Polk, Pennsylvania. Winner at Tri-City, it's Jeremiah Schengeldecker. Alongside of Jeremiah, out of Lewiston, New York, it's Randy Chrysler. Row number six on the inside, out of Bristolville, it's Rex King Jr. Cooter, fourth in the points. Alongside of him from Pavilion, New York, it's Shannon Whaley. Row number seven, out of Macedon, New York, it's Chad Homan. Alongside of him from Franklin, it's Tommy Maddox. Row eight, from Sandy Lake, Pennsylvania, it's Chris Haynes, the cousin of Jeremiah Schengeldecker. Alongside of him from Jackson Center, it's William Skip Moore. Row number nine, out of Apollo, it's Mark Flick. Alongside of him from Butler, Dave Regis. Row number 10 from Butler, Don Brown. And alongside of him, also from Butler, it's Mike Turner. Row number 11, another Butler driver, Sean Flieger. And alongside of him, the ageless one, Carl Murdick out of Butler and out of Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania, in the 03, bringing up the rear of the field, it's Mark Frankhauser. And that's your field for tonight's 30-lap feature event for the BRP Modifieds here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway big half-mile facility. PPMS.com is their website. To learn more about the BRP Modified Tour, log on to ModifiedTourInc.com. That's ModifiedTourInc.com. Again, the points heading into tonight, Rex King by seven over Kevin Boland. Dave Murdick is third, 24 behind. Then it's a three-way tie for fourth with Brian Weaver, Jeremiah Schengeldecker, and Rex King Jr. However, Brian Weaver and Brian Swartzlander not in competition this evening. The lights have been turned out 2x2 now. They will work their way down the backstretch into turn number three. It's going to be up to Rex King. 14 wins in his career in the BRP Modified Tour. Can he make it 15? Or will Eric Gabaney go to victory lane from the outside? Here they come off of turn number four. The green is out. Couple cars at the back of the pack checking up, but we are clean and green through turns one and two, and Rex King has jumped out to a sizable lead. Here comes Kevin Boland, start at fourth. He's moved up in the third as they work the way down the backstretch for the first time tonight. Through turns three and four and off of turn number four, lap one of 30 goes in the books. Rex King Sr. is your leader. Three wide down the front stretch as taking over the number two spot is Kevin Boland. Three wide off of turn number two, Gabaney on the outside. Chad Brockman on the inside. Brad Rapp the sandwich in the middle. There they go through turns three and four. Still three wide. Rapp coming down to the low side. Brockman trying to get the position off of turn number four, and he will move into that number three position. Shuffle Brad Rapp back to fourth. Gabaney is fifth. Steve Fetter is sixth at the moment as Jeremiah Schengeldecker now works his way to the outside. Coming up on the outside of turn number three, a three-car battle for that seventh and eighth position as they work the way off of turn number four. Randy Chrysler, Steve Fetter, and Jeremiah Schengeldecker all battling, but right now they're all chasing our race leader, Rex King, who has led since the drop of the green flag. And here comes Chad Brockman. Brockman with a very fast and stout car. Works to the low side of Kevin Boland. Off of turn number four, Chad Brockman is now up into second place here on lap number four of 30 for the BRP Modified Tour. Boland sitting there in third. Brad Rapp in fourth. Randy Chrysler in fifth. Eric DeBaney sixth. Steve Fetter seventh. As I say that, going around the outside is Chad Holman. Jeremiah Schindeldecker right there behind them. And working the low line off of turn number four in the 10th position is Shannon Whaley, another New York invader here this evening. Be about another lap and a half here on lap number five before Rex King Sr. gets into lapped traffic. As they are clicking off the laps very quickly here, Hertz Monster half mile, and this place is big and it is fast. King's lead now has shrunk to half of what it was before as Chad Brockman is beginning to reel in our race leader, Rex King. They're taking about the same line through turns one and, or pardon me, two, through turns three and four. And when they go down to the turn at number one, Brockman is just about in the same tire tracks. They are coming up on lapped traffic. Mark Frankhauser, driving a 2003 Troyer machine, will be the first to go lap down. Where will they go, high or low? Looks like they're gonna go right through the middle of the corners. Here comes Rex King Sr., gonna have to slide up around the high side. And he'll work his way around lap traffic on the outside of Carl Murdoch. That has closed Chad Brockman to within three car lengths. Meanwhile, Brad Rapp is closing in on the rear Nerf bar of the 777, the red and white machine with the fluorescent orange mud covers. It is Kevin Boland off of turn at number four. Rex King getting by Sean Flieger down to the low side here on lap number nine. It's still about a three-car length lead over Chad Brockman. Now, through the turns one and two, go our third and fourth place drivers as they are having to knife their way through lap traffic. Boland to the high side, Brad Rapp to the low side. They're gonna split a couple of the lap cars as they come off of turn number four and complete lap number 10. Meanwhile, the battle for the lead has really heated up as Chad Brockman is there. Brockman trying to make some room through a lap car, trying to find a way around Rex King Sr. Comes off of turn number four. Chad Brockman points it down the front stretch. A quarter car length lead for King, and Brockman will power down to the low side. He's gonna slide up, can't make the slide job happen. Holds him off of turn number two. Rex King battles back. They're on even turns down to that number three corner. King on the outside. Brockman on the low side. Brockman bobbles. Slides up a little bit. King has the momentum on the high side, but Chad Brockman will be scored as your leader here on lap number 12. 12 down. And Chad Brockman, who started this feature in seventh spot, has run down the second winningest driver in BRP Modified Tour history, and taking the lead on lap number 12. Brockman now works to the low side, a Skip Jackson, as he starts to stretch his lead over Rex King Sr. Meanwhile, Boland has stabilized his lead over Brad Rapp. That's the battle for third and fourth. And at the moment, in fifth, it looks like it's Chad Holman. 14 down, we'll go halfway next time by. Pardon me, Randy Chrysler is in fifth. Holman sixth, Schindeldecker seventh. Whaley eighth, DeBaney ninth, and Kevin Hoffman is 10th. Trying to keep up here as we get into lap traffic as Chad Brockman has checked out on our second place running Rex King, who led the first 11 laps. Halfway down, 15 down, 15 to go here in the BRP Modified Tour 30-lap feature event. Brockman on cruise control with almost a straightaway lead over Rex King. Works it to the low side through turns one and two. King sits there in second. Lap traffic has really bottled Brad Rapp up. He has got behind three lap cars. That has allowed Kevin Boland to pull away. Pardon me, two lap cars. because one of them is not a lap car, it's Randy Chrysler. And Chrysler will work his way around Brad Rapp. So a tough break for Brad Rapp. Lap traffic holding him up, losing not only the battle he had going with Kevin Bowlen for third, but now he's shuffled back to fifth place. Chad Holman in sixth. Jeremiah Schingeldecker runs in seventh. Shannon Whaley at the moment is in eighth. We are on lap 18, working lap number 19. Next time by on our race leader, Chad Rockman, who is on the backstretch, a full straightaway lead over Rex King Sr. As they come off of turn number four, Rockman about to put Steve Fetter, who started third, about to put him a lap down. Rapp now working with the lap traffic, trying to get around the outside. Tommy Maddox and pull alongside Randy Chrysler. And pardon me, that was not Brad Rapp. It was Kevin Boland. So Boland getting caught up with lap traffic, having it back around as Chrysler almost had third spot there momentarily, but surrenders it back to Kevin Boland. 10 to go, 10 laps to go on our race leader, Chad Rockman. We'll pick Brockman up here as he weaves his way in and out of lap traffic. Heavy lap traffic for Brockman as he still has a straightaway lead over Rex King. Right now, the third place battle is between Kevin Bowlen and Randy Chrysler. Bowlen working to the high side, Chrysler working to the low side. Brad Rapp sits there in fifth. Whaley is sixth. Jeremiah Schingeldecker is seventh, 21 laps in the books. Bowman has gotten around Rex King Jr., put him a lap down. He is right now in the midst of about a five-car sandwich, and he will have some clear track once he gets around these lapped cars. 23 laps in the record books. And King's senior still in second. Bowlen has his hands full with Randy Chrysler, the New Yorker, and Bowlen slides up high. Chrysler takes the opportunity, works down a low line off of turns one and two, but Bowlen gathers it back in, gets a run on even turns through turns three and four. Coming off of turn number four on the low side, Randy Chrysler is going to move up into that third position. Kevin Bowlen fourth. Brad Rapp is fifth. Chad Holman sixth. Jeremiah Schingeldecker seventh. And we'll hold it there unofficially as we'll get the five to go this time by for Chad Brockman. Brockman with a lot of clear track in front of him as he comes off of turn at number two. It is rush hour on the BQE for our second, third, fourth, and fifth place runners right now. They have caught lap traffic once again. Four to go this time by for Chad Brockman. Right now we're watching the battle taking place of the lead cars in amongst the lap cars. Rex King gonna go three wide through that number one corner to get around lap traffic. He still sits there in second. Randy Chrysler is three wide as well. He's in third. Bowlen on the high side, fourth, and Brad Rapp is fifth. Holman sixth. Jeremiah Schingeldecker is seventh. Three laps to go for Sanborn, New York driver Chad Brockman here in the BRP Modified Tour 30-lap feature event as part of the Pittsburgher. And problems. Problems for Kevin Bowlen, a right rear flat tire, and we will get our first caution of the night coming out on lap number 27. The right rear has gone flat on Kevin Bowlen's car, and we are under caution for the first time since the drop of the green flag. 27 laps nonstop. And we go yellow. We'll take a break. This will really change things up. Will Rex King Sr. have anything on this restart for our race leader, Chad Brockman? Back with more for the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway right after this.
With the holiday season just around the corner, you can do all of your shopping for your favorite race fan at one place, Coastal181.com. With over 1,000 books and DVDs to choose from, you'll find something for the race fan, from dirt tracks to asphalt to short tracks to super speedways, at Coastal181.com. And if the special someone is a racer, Coastal181.com carries a variety of how-to books, from how to race to chassis setup. Plus, their 8-page holiday catalog is filled with their latest releases, along with their most popular titles. You can do all of your shopping conveniently online on their secured website at Coastal181.com. To ensure delivery for Christmas, be sure to order by December 15th. For more information, call Coastal 181 toll-free at 877-907-8181. That's 877-907-8181. Coastal 181, reading for racers.
Back here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, 27 laps were completed nonstop. Kevin Bowen, who started third, was running third when the right rear tire went down. But it also has implications on the points championship because he was just 7 points behind and one position behind Rex King Sr. on the track at the time. So he now will have to start at the rear of the field. So let's see if we can give you an unofficial, and I mean this is unofficial, top 10. Chad Brockton is your race leader. Rex King Sr. is second. Randy Chrysler third. Brad Rapp is fourth. Chad Holman fifth. Jeremiah Schindeldecker is sixth. Kevin Hoffman is seventh. Shannon Whaley eighth. Cooter King ninth. And Dave Murdick is 10th. And again, we'll hold it right there because there are a lot of lap cars. Folks, I'm telling you, watching these guys weave in and out of the lap traffic was just something to be seen. There was one point during that run where Brockman, our race leader, was basically the middle point of the number five. If you were to put like five, the number five dots on a piece of paper, he had four cars around him. He was in the middle trying to get through lap traffic. And watching these guys just dice in and out, it's been some great racing here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. So they're saying that there are two laps left to go. I got to question it because it was 27. I don't know where the how they got 28, but that's what the scoreboard said when the caution came out. So we're trying to get the cars lined up. In the meantime, don't forget to check out all the latest happenings for the BRP Modified Tour on their official website at Modified Tour Inc. That's ModifiedTourINC.com. And also, the Modified Tour was recently featured in the Dirt Modified magazine, and this was from the August issue, and a great picture of the Modifieds. Looks as though that was from the Tri-City race that they had some of these action photos. So check out, if you have a chance, the August 20th edition of the Dirt Modified magazine for Inside the BRP Modified Tour article. We just got ours, so haven't had a chance to read it. And now looks as though we are going to go double file for this restart. So two laps to go according to the scoreboard. So Brockman on the inside, Rex King on the outside, but we still have the caution flag waving. See if they're trying to figure out, let's see here. Everybody looks like they're in line, but the caution flag continues to wave. So now somehow Bowen gets put in front of the lead lap or the lap cars. I'm not sure that's that might be a track thing, but I'm not sure if that's the BRP deal. Okay, well, we were just informed that the track rules are that the lap cars get their lap back after a caution, and Bowen was on the lead lap when he had the flat, so he goes back ahead of those guys. So he starts eighth on this lap 28 restart. Should be a good finish. 2x2 off of turn four. The green is out. And Brockman gets the jump. Here comes Rex King Sr. around the outside off of turn number two. They are on even terms down the back stretch. Brockman pulls ahead ever so slightly. He is in front of Rex King at the moment. Off of turn number four, the white flag is out. One more lap around, and here comes Randy Chrysler. Whoa, a couple cars tagged together in the back of the pack, but we stay clean and green. Brockman with about a four-car length lead. Chrysler, oh, we have a couple cars, and it's Bowen. Oh, and one car almost getting up and over. We have problems over there in turn number two. Three cars all together. I think that's Kevin Hoffman that Bowen is hooked up with, and they are pushed down to the low side of turns one and two. And I think that might be Rex King Jr. up to the high side between turns one and two. So action galore here on what was the final lap. Wow. What a finish to tonight's 30-lap BRP Modified Tour feature event.
We'll take a break and come back with this exciting finish right after this. You're listening to the BRP Modified Tour on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
At Rod End Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farming equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro sprint, midget, modified, late model, sprint car, or a tractor, Rod End Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod End Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior service with superior products that will keep you in front of your field. To learn more, log on to rodendsupply.com or call Bob Douglas and his staff at 1-800-284-2902. That's 1-800-284-2902. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them.
Back here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Well, let's see if we can try to clear things up here. We are going to have a green, white, and checker finish, so the race now will go 31 laps. Kevin Hoffman did have a flat tire. Did not see exactly what happened that caused that incident with him and Kevin Bowlen. Looks like Rex King is back out as well. He was facing the wrong direction. And it looks like we're going to go back racing lap 29. Also, we were on lap 28 when that first caution came out. The lap counter had not changed. That was the confusion there. Off of turn number four, and that green flag is back out. Brockman gets the good jump down in that number one corner. Here comes Rex King on the outside. They are side by side off of turn number two. Green, white, checker finish. Down the backstretch into that number three corner. Brockman holding that middle groove. Here comes Randy Chrysler on the low side. They'll get the white flag this time by. White is out. Pardon me, that may have been Sean Flieger, not Rex King that was in that accident before. Down the backstretch into that number three corner. Final time, Chad Brockman out of Sandorn, New York, off of turn number four. Checkers in hand. Chad Brockman, your winner tonight at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway in the BRP Modified Tour. Rex King, senior, second. Randy Chrysler, third. Brad Rapp, fourth. It looks like Jeremiah Schingeldecker will come home unofficially fifth. Don Brown with troubles here on the finale. So it took a little bit of time, but we finally got the last couple laps in, and I believe it will be the first tour win for Chad Brockman here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. And we'll come back with more from PPMS right after this.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
And welcome back to the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. We're joined now by the winner of tonight's 30-lap feature event, Chad Brockman. Chad, your first ever trip to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. You make it a successful one. Congratulations on the win. Before we talk about the feature, your overall first impressions of Dirt's Monster Half Mile.
I'll tell you what, that place is pretty awesome. To walk in there and to first come up to the back of the pit gate before we come across the track to go into the pit area, just to look down them long, wide straightaways was quite a sight to see. It was pretty cool to go there, and it really got me excited to go there and race.
How was your car working in your heat race?
My car was working pretty good. Unfortunately, we drew a bad number walking through the gate, and we had to start tailing our heat race, but we were able to come up through the field, finish second in the heat race, and then get ready for the feature. But we knew we had to make some adjustments to the car after running the heat race just to kind of catch up with the track. Being it was our first time at that speedway, we really didn't know what to go with as far as the setup-wise. So we made a few adjustments and got ready for the feature after that.
And from the time that you guys rolled out onto the track for the feature from your last lap during your heat race, how much do you think the track changed?
Watching it and keeping lap times on the other divisions that were racing there, it really didn't drop off that much. So I don't really feel that the track changed a whole lot from the heat to the feature.
Now, you started seventh after the draw, and you end up passing Rex King Sr., the current points leader, on lap 12 coming out of turn four. Take us through those first 12 laps of the race for you.
The first 12 laps, the first couple laps were just kind of get through them laps, kind of get things sorted out, see where guys are running, and then I just took off from there. Just, you know, if a guy went to the low side, I went to the high side and did whatever I had to do to pass him. And that's a great thing about that place is it's so wide that there were so many multiple grooves that it just, you could go anywhere you wanted to pass.
Now we go caution-free for the first 27 laps until Kevin Boland has a right rear tire go down just at the start of lap 28. And all of a sudden, unbeknownst to me, and I didn't know if you guys had heard this in the driver's meeting or not, but all the lap cars got their lap back and Kevin got put back in front of the lap cars. Have you ever seen that happen at a dirt track before?
No, I'll be honest with you. I've never even heard of that before. And, you know, when I was sitting there as a leader, I didn't know how far back Rex was to me. And I didn't know if he had as many lap cars. And when you're the leader, especially with that few laps to go in the race, you're hoping to have that lap car still in between you and the second place guy to give you a little bit of cushion. And unfortunately, they took all that away.
And, of course, you had some interesting moments, too. One I can remember coming right down the front stretch, almost getting pinched up there on the outside. I have to take it, then, that lap traffic was pretty interesting to negotiate, despite the wide width on the straightaways and in the corners here at PPMS.
Oh, for sure. I mean, when you're coming up behind a guy and he's racing the guy next to him, he doesn't really – he's more interested in what's going on with what he's doing than what the leader was doing. So, you know, to negotiate through that, it got to hurry a couple times, but we were able to make our way through and get the job done.
Chad, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and thanks for everything you guys do with the Dirt Track Channel.
Thanks, Chad. We appreciate that. Chad Brockman, our winner tonight at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. We're joined now by our second place finisher and pole sitter, Rex King Sr., also the current points leader for the BRP Modified Tour. Rex, a good run for you. You led the first 12 laps. Car was looking good. What happened there after lap 12 when Chad got by you?
Well, we was slipping a little bit coming off of turn four. Didn't have it what we needed. And Chad's pretty good on them slick tracks. It was funny because he made the comment to me on the redraw. He said, "Well, wait up for me." I said, "Listen, don't be telling me that because I know you're coming anyhow." And that's their type of tracks, big, slick tracks. And plus the small block. He ran really well there. I mean, he come up through, I think he started, what was it, seventh or something?
Yes, he did.
And come up through and got by me. And I had a little bit on a restart. I could get him in one and two and on the back straightaway, but he was better through three and four, and he could get off of four a lot better, and that's he just got away.
Yeah, that is one of the interesting points you do bring up. It is a slick track, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, primarily a super late model of the division. You don't get to see that too often on the BRP Modified Tour, so does it make it more of an even playing field, per se, in the fact that it was a very slick track from, say, the opening night, the opening set of hot laps to the feature time?
Sure. It changes a lot. The slicker it gets, I mean, you got to get more brake in the car, easy on the throttle, easy off the throttle type thing. So, yeah, it makes it a little more challenging.
One of the things I thought was very unique and I was not aware of was the caution coming out on lap 27 when your closest competitor in the points, Kevin Boland, suffers a right rear tire. And all of a sudden I see all these cars zipping on by. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on here? Turns out that everybody on the lap downside of the field gets their lap back, and Mr. Boland, who brought out the caution, gets put back in front of those lap cars. Darnest thing I ever saw. Were you aware of that situation there at PPMS?
Yeah, it's a little bit of the lucky dog thing. They was a lap down, but they go to the rear of the field, but Kevin was not a lap down.
Right.
So he falls in at the last lead lap car.
Yeah.
I think he come back out and started, what, 12th or something? So
something along that lines, which leads me to talk about lap traffic. I mean, you were able to sort of run down, Chad, from time to time. How tricky was lap traffic to try to maneuver as you were trying to reel back in our eventual winner, Chad Brockman?
He's good, so he got through the lap traffic as well as we did. So, and still, we was chasing him.
All in all, Rex, for second place and still holding on to the points, would you say, I know drivers don't like to finish second place, but would you say in terms of what where you are positioned now in the points championship, all in all, good night for the team?
Oh, absolutely. For being at Pittsburgh, absolutely. Because I've had a little bit of grief down there with it being so big and slick. We've been working on it, and we got it dialed in quite a bit closer. So, yeah, we was happy with our performance there.
That's Rex King Sr., our second-place finisher in tonight's BRP Modified Tour. Rex, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, Rex King Sr. joining us here. Joined now by third-place finisher Randy Chrysler. Randy won his heat. Started 10th in the feature. Randy, tell me about your night and your run to a top three finish at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
Well, first of all, it's always awesome to go there. It's only two times I've been there, and just I got to talk about the people. The second you walk in that gate, you drive up to pay the courteous, the friendliest people I've ever really met at a track. I mean, they're just so, everybody from the inspectors to the people in the trailer doing the draws to everybody, even the drivers were just all, I've never seen an atmosphere like that. It was so relaxing and friendly. I just want to point that out. But the track is just the mini Syracuse. It's just huge. First time I went there, I'm like, yee, I don't think I'm going to race tonight. But starting 10th, I had no idea, you know. I told my crew, after I only had one guy there, Irby, and I says, when I get so focused and I start driving like that, I don't realize who I pass, how many cars I pass, but I was hitting my mark and just worrying about what I had to do. And the yellow came out, and here I am up in fifth or fourth place. It was like, wow, I passed those many cars, so. It was pretty exciting.
Well, Randy, in your heat race, you sort of took off and left Jeremiah Schingeldecker there for quite a bit. How much did the track change from the time of the heat race to the time of the 30-lap feature for the modifieds?
I don't think it changed very much. The lower groove came in a lot more effective in the feature, I think. In the heat, I was just trying to find a groove where my car worked the best, and actually, it didn't really matter. I was in the middle of the track, was down low, so... The track didn't change too much, except for when I got caught outside a couple of times, it was a little slicker way up on top there. But we changed the car a little bit for the feature, and it was the right move.
Our third-place finisher, Randy Chrysler, joining us here on our post-race show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have a complete rundown of all the action tonight here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. You're listening to the BRP Modified Tour on the Dirt Track Channel. With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA. And back here at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, here's our final rundown for tonight's 30-lap feature event. Again, your winner for the first time ever on the BRP Modified Tour was Chad Brockman. Rex King Sr. second, Randy Chrysler third, Brad Rapp fourth, and Jeremiah Schingeldecker was fifth. Shannon Whaley sixth, Rex King Jr. 7th, Chad Holman 8th, Mark Flick 9th, and Chris Haynes rounds out the top 10. 11th was Steve Fetter, 12th Kevin Boland, 13th Dave Murdick, 14th Eric Gabini, and 15th was Skip Moore. Tommy Maddox was 16th, Dave Regis 17th, Kevin Hoffman 18th, Mike Turner 19th, and Mark Frankhauser rounds out the top 20. Sean Flieger 21st, Don Brown 22nd, Carl Murdick was
23rd. And that's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight from PPMS. Special thanks to the Miley family for their hospitality and generosity in welcoming us to our first night of broadcasting out here at PPMS. We look forward to coming back more often, as this has been, it's been a great night. The racing was fantastic. And again, congratulations to Chad Brockman, first-time winner on the BRP Modified Tour. For all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood. We'll talk to you again real soon.